Burton Radio.
Last month marked the implementation of voluntary assisted dying here in WA, legislation which involves a process that allows suffering Western Australians to legally choose the manner and timing of their death. Support for and information about voluntary assisted dying is available through the statewide Care Navigator service. Joining us on air today to explain a little bit more is Alice Herring. She is a clinical nurse consultant, WA VAD Statewide Care Navigator Service. A very good afternoon to you, Alice. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
This is a big job for everyone involved in the future, is it not, for the nurses?
It certainly is.
Yeah, it's a big one. How do you feel about this legislation being passed? How do all the nurses feel about this?
Well, I wouldn't pretend to speak on behalf of all of the nurses in WA.
Just general conversation.
Yeah, but certainly from my perspective, this is an immense privilege to be involved in something that offers people at the end of their lives another choice.
Yes.
In the timing, the nature and the manner of their death, and it's absolutely a privilege to be involved in.
Oh, it's good to hear that. Could you just explain first of all then, what is the Care Navigator Service?
Sure, apart from having the longest name ever. we are a nurse-led service and it's my absolute privilege to lead the team that's been established to support anyone involved in voluntary assisted dying across WA, including clinicians, someone like your GP, service providers, so hospitals and healthcare workers, individuals and members of the community.
That's a big job, isn't it? What about the logistics of this situation? I do believe one particular patient did have that choice and went ahead and did do that, take that offer, obviously. So is there any particular logistics you have to look at in preparation for this?
In terms of the service, yeah, there's lots of logistics that we help someone navigate as part of Access to Voluntary Assisted Dying.
Yeah. Is it normally in a hospital setting?
Certainly not. Lots of people choose to access voluntary assisted dying in their home.
Okay, that is a good choice, isn't it? So if you could just tell us how it operates, Care Navigator Service.
Yeah, of course. So anyone is welcome to reach out and contact the Care Navigator Service. So that might be a person who's seeking to explore voluntary assisted dying for themselves, or a family member or a friend seeking information on their behalf, or a GP who's taking care of a patient who's asked for their help to access voluntary assisted dying.
So
our role...
Sorry, go ahead.
Yep, our role is essentially to provide individualised help and support. So that can be anything from pointing someone to the wealth of information available publicly on the Department of Health website, to supporting a doctor respond to a patient making a first request, through to walking with a person, their family and healthcare team throughout their entire journey.
What do people normally seem to want to know when they contact the Care Navigator Service?
That's quite the question. So everyone is really different. We do get a variety of questions and requests for support, but often these begin with a conversation about the eligibility criteria to access voluntary assisted dying, the path a person needs to follow, and often how long this usually takes.
Yeah.
People are often really surprised about the stringent criteria and the safety measures in place and the steps they need to follow to navigate through.
Well, I can imagine that there is very good reason for that. Could you outline the criteria?
Certainly. So a person in Western Australia needs to be over the age of 18. They need to be an Australian citizen or permanent resident. They need to ordinarily be a resident in WA for the last 12 months, so we can't have any VAD-related tourism. And someone needs to be essentially dying. So they need to be in the last 6 months of their life for most conditions, or 12 months for people with neurodegenerative conditions. They also need to be experiencing suffering that cannot be relieved in a manner they consider tolerable. And they need to be acting voluntarily and without coercion and have an enduring request for access to voluntary assisted dying.
So before they make this final decision, do they have to fill out any sort of official forms or anything to meet those requirements?
So that's part of the conversation with their doctor.
Right.
So to formally start the process, the person makes a first request to their doctor, which is essentially a clear and unambiguous request for help to access voluntary assisted dying. If that doctor accepts it, they then do an assessment of the person against the eligibility criteria we just spoke about.
Have you noticed that since it's been passed, that you have had more inquiries?
Absolutely. So our service wasn't available to the public until after the 1st of July. So all of our work prior to that was helping people get ready for this, helping hospitals and health services and providers prepare. But everything from the 1st of July has been predominantly patient care.
So what about the Care Navigator service support for regional residents?
Yeah, so our service provides care in a variety of ways, depending on what the individual and their family need. We certainly had regional and remote WA firmly in mind when we established the service, enabling it to be mobile across our state. So we can deliver care via telephone, email or video conference and travel anywhere that people need us to in Western Australia.
Yeah, that's incredible, isn't it? What about people or clinicians? How do they contact the Care Navigator service?
We have a landline and we can be called Monday to Friday, 8:30 till 5 on 94312755, or we have an email inbox which is vadcarenavigator@health.wa.gov.au.
Okay, so how can people who may be considering end-of-life care start the conversation, seek support? You're suggesting that they get in touch with you in the very early stages, obviously, and put their questions to you.
They certainly can, but we would also encourage people to have open and honest conversations with their GP or their treating specialist to help them make informed decisions about what they do and don't want for their care, because voluntary assisted dying is just one choice as part of end-of-life care supports.
Yes.
Palliative care services across WA do really offer some really incredible end-of-life care, and I would really encourage people to engage with those services as part of this journey.
They would also obviously have a detailed discussion with family members prior to all of this.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
So it's a really hard conversation to start, but certainly having these conversations with your family and people close to you will help them understand what's important to you and help them be in the best place to support you throughout that process, and also to get support themselves after you've died. And we've heard so many times how grateful people are to have had that opportunity to have that conversation with the people they love.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. What an incredible role you people play now out there. And like you say, the peace, I suppose, that people then can welcome and their family members can see that they are with peace would sort of make you feel so much better about the whole process.
Yeah, it's definitely a real privilege to be involved in.
Yeah, that's good to hear you say that. So I wonder if you could just give those contact details again. If people, if they're listening, would like to know more, they can give us a call.
Yeah, of course, on 9431-2755.
Okay.
Or our email address is vadcarenavigator@health.wa.gov.au.
@health.wa.gov. Okay, we've got that there here. Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations, you know, from all of us. You know, it must be very heartrending for people to take on a role like this. You're all amazing. You really are. Thank you very much for joining us, Alice.
Well, thank you for talking with me. It's my pleasure.
That's a pleasure, too, to speak to you. That's Alice Herring, Clinical Nurse Consultant at WA, a Voluntary Assisted Dying Statewide Care Navigator Service. We've got those details here.